Exploring Science in the Sea. The smallest fish in the oceans grow fast and die young, and that may keep coral reefs going. The little guys are known as cryptobenthic fish. Crypto for hidden, and benthic for ocean floor. They're no more than a couple of inches long, and most of them are much smaller. So that allows them to hide among the corals. But a study a couple of years ago showed that they don't stay hidden from other organisms on the reef. They may account for more than half of the food consumed by other fish. The study examined reefs in Australia, Belize, and the islands of French Polynesia in the South Central Pacific Ocean. Researchers calculated the numbers of both adult fish and larvae, fish that are newly hatched. They also considered mathematical models of fish populations on the reefs. The study found that the little guys grow quickly, and they don't go far from the reefs where they're born. About two-thirds of the larvae within a few miles of a reef are cryptobenthics. That provides a huge food supply for larger fish. And the bigger fish take advantage. They eat up to 70% of the cryptobenthic fish on the reef every week. So there's a huge turnover in the population, 700% per year. So even though the fish are tiny, they add up. The study found that they account for almost 60% of the total amount of food consumed by other fish on the reef. That keeps the reef system busy and productive, powered by the smallest fish in the oceans. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute and is on the web at scienceinthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley. Science in the Sea is part of the Texas Podcast Network, The Conversations Changing the World, brought to you by the University of Texas at Austin. Any opinions expressed in this podcast do not represent the views of the University of Texas at Austin.